AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. A high-level Trump delegation is visiting the southern border.
Vice President J.D. Vance will visit the southern border today in a bid to highlight the Trump administration's tougher immigration policies. Vance will be in Eagle Pass, Texas, with Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth and National Intelligence Chief Tulsi Gabbard. Their visit comes a day after President Trump told Congress he's making good on a promise to eject migrants illegally living in the U.S.
We are achieving the great liberation of America.
Meantime, the president's imposed 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico, whom he says are not doing enough to keep migrants and fentanyl out of the U.S., which Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau rejects.
Well, that is totally false.
Trump's Commerce Secretary suggests a deal to reduce the tariffs could be announced today. Sagar Magani, Washington.
White House National Security Advisor Mike Waltz says the Trump administration has paused intelligence sharing with Ukraine.
We have taken a step back and are pausing and reviewing all aspects of this relationship.
But Trump administration officials say positive talks between Washington and Ukraine may mean it may only be a short suspension. Alaska state troopers say an avalanche has swept up and buried three skiers under a blanket of snow that could be 100 feet deep in the Alaska backcountry. A trooper spokesperson says the slide happened late Tuesday afternoon, about 40 miles south of Anchorage. Democratic Congressman Sylvester Turner of Texas has died just 2 months after taking office and hours after attending President Trump's address before Congress. A spokesperson, Linda Brown, says Turner was taken to a hospital in Washington, D.C. and died at his home this morning. This is AP News. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on indictments and the torture death of a transgender man in upstate New York.
Seven people indicted on murder and kidnapping charges in the killing of Sam Nordquist in upstate New York last month. Ontario County ADA Kelly Wolford says the 24-year-old was treated like a dog for weeks.
Sam was beaten, assaulted, sexually abused, starved, held captive. And we cannot make sense of that.
She says the transgender man had been living with Precious Arzuega, one of the seven indicted. However, hate crime charges are not being filed.
A hate crime would make this charge about Sam's gender or about Sam's race, and it's so much bigger.
Wolford also says two children were forced to engage in the torture as well. Audio courtesy WHAM-TV. Julie Walker, New York.
I'm Mike Hempen.